Thanks so much, Dennis. Some tough driving conditions out there tonight if you're traveling Oregon passes. ODOT has put chain requirements into effect on 4 highway passes, including the Santiam, Government Camp, and Willamette passes because of the heavy snow. Roads are packed with snow, with new snow continuing to come down pretty hard. There is a winter storm warning until midnight tonight for heavy snow in places and tough driving conditions, so be careful out there. In other news, local police totally shut down Highway 97 near Sun River last night in order to catch a fugitive. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
The word came in from Los Angeles that a fugitive could be heading our way. Lieutenant Greg Hastings with Oregon State Police says LA police alerted local law enforcement and they took it from there when a suspect vehicle was sighted.
One of our fish and wildlife troopers spotted that vehicle south of Lapine, followed it while additional troopers and deputies from Deschutes County and officers from Sun River and Bend Police Departments set up at several locations along the highway just in case the suspect refused to stop and may have possibly attempted to elude northbound.
They didn't want to take any chances. Hastings says as a safety precaution, they shut down Highway 97 in both directions and had guns drawn during the arrest. 30-year-old Jesus Antonio Aldana is lodged in the Deschutes County Jail as a fugitive. LA police say he is accused of stabbing and trying to kill an adult male and female on December 29th in California. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.
The Cascade Lakes Highway sees a lot of traffic from cars, bikers, and runners, and the road shows the wear and tear. But $10 million in federal funds will allow ODOT to repave 17 miles of the highway between Bend and Mount Bachelor this summer. Jay Davenport is the project's manager. He says without these funds, the project wouldn't be happening.
Right now, we were essentially using maintenance operations money to try to maintain the highway in the best of conditions possible. Every year there was extensive repair to the roadway, patching ruts and potholes, replacing signs as they became damaged. So that would have been the way we would have maintained the roadway.
ODOT had applied for funds for this project 2 other times, but this time it was approved. Construction will get underway in June and should wrap up by the end of October. Millions of veterans will be returning as the Iraq war winds down. Many of those vets will be seeking help at area vet centers when they get home. The director of the Bend Vet Center, Gary Hunter, says the whole VA system is taking steps to meet the increasing needs of veterans.
For us, it's having off hours, which really helps. And the VA is doing more of that also for veterans who are either trying to find a job or are employed. So the expansion of hours is a big part of what both the Vet Center and the VA is doing to make sure we can have the time the veteran needs to get in rather than try to interrupt what they're doing during the day.
Hunter says the primary need for the returning vets is help in finding a job. The unemployment rate for returning vets can be as high as 30%. All this week, we've been counting down the top local stories, and today, the top story of the year. What a year it's been for Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty. Here's a look at the number one local story of 2011, the election and continuing controversy centering around Patrick Flaherty. 2011 for Patrick Flaherty has been like a Charles Dickens novel. It's been the best of times and the worst of times. For more than 20 years, Mike Dugan served as Deschutes County's top law enforcer. But the election in November of 2010 changed all that. A former deputy DA of his, Patrick Flaherty, beat him for the position of district attorney. Flaherty claimed it would be a new day in the DA's office.
In 4 or 5 weeks or so, you will see some very positive changes here in the DA's office. Right now, we're kind of in the process of gathering information because it's the first opportunity that I've had to really be inside the office.
But from the day he took office and dismissed 5 DAs, his tenure has met with controversy. Even county commissioners became concerned at times at how the office was being run. Commissioner Tammy Bainey.
We need the district attorney's office to be successful because it is part of our continuum of services that we provide for public safety. Every day that we're spending internally fighting is tax dollars wasted in not doing the work that we need to be doing.
More controversy later in the year centered around a grand jury Flaherty had looked into some personal information released to the Bend Bulletin. The information centered on some attorneys hired by the DA's office. The state bar has since been asked to investigate whether Flaherty violated any state rules for misconduct under state law. And now the Oregon State Police are conducting a separate investigation. The state bar expects to be done with its investigation around March 2012. It's been two decades since the district attorney's office has had a new leader, and different management styles, and his desire to be able to hire and fire employees as he wishes has made Flaherty's first year in office a tumultuous one. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND. If you've been a listener to KBND for the last 73 years, then chances are you've also enjoyed a New Year's Eve party at Hoodoo. Saturday night will be the 73rd year for Hoodoo to ring in the new year with a bash. General Manager Matt McFarland says they have a wide range of fun events planned.
We have a big New Year's Eve party, very family-friendly. We shoot fireworks at 9 o'clock. All the kids can come and watch a good New Year's Eve fireworks show and, you know, still get home to bed. We have a live band, Leroy and the Sidekicks, coming to play. And, you know, we'll be here till midnight. We'll have food service open, things like that. And skiing, you know, goes from 9 till 9.
Hoodoo hopes to remain open for the remainder of the snow season as long as conditions continue to produce snow. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.